So please welcome Rocky Ross.
I think everybody here knows a lot about the reboot, and you've said pretty much everything. The really wonderful big difference is that we're outdoors under the stars with some enchanted lights. Did this go off? You can hear me? Okay. And we have some of the wonderful storytellers here tonight, Kirk and Jean and Dean, some of you know, will be coming to the reboot on Friday. So it's free. It's 7 o'clock, and we have fun. So tonight I'm recycling a story that I told at Slolio last year. It gives me great pleasure to tell this story. Those of you who have possibly heard it before, there is a different ending. And it is perfect for the month of July, and you'll see why. So my husband and I were using contraception when I got pregnant at age 38, which was the most wonderful, happy accident of my life. And nothing we could do about the 9 months of waiting. You can't push the river. You just gotta just grow and grow and grow. I was just thrilled. The due date was June 23rd, but my husband is Brazilian, and there's such a thing as Brazilian time, which is not offensive at all. I lived in Brazil, and my Brazilian friends taught me about Brazilian time. They respect the calendar and the clock and meeting times and those kinds of things, but in Brazil, shit happens, life happens, here too, and so you just have to go with the flow. So in Brazil, when people are late, that's just the way it is. You don't get your, you know, in a tizzy about it. So my baby growing inside me, half Brazilian, was very late. We had the June 23rd due date, and he was just not keeping time with that. I had hired a birthing coach because my husband's English at that time was not really good, and he couldn't really be an advocate for me with Kaiser. Any of you know Kaiser, you need an advocate. So I hired a birth coach. Her name was Holly. And when I was 7 days over the due date, I went in for my exam, and they hooked me up to the fetal monitor and all kinds of things. And they said, you know, we're going to induce. He's 7 days late. This is not good. This does not look good. And I had heard terrible things about that, and I really wanted to give birth to him naturally. I wasn't a purist. If I needed drugs, I would take them, but I just thought I'd like not to be induced. I called Holly. She came running over. This was her 19th birth. She was very experienced at talking to doctors, and she convinced the doctor to unplug me from all the monitoring and let me go. And he said, you better make that baby come or we're going to have to induce. And we got out of the hospital, and Holly said to me, you have to walk. That will bring the baby down. The next day, I walked 5 miles. Wow. Culver City. I was like an elephant. I did. I walked from my home to the Brazilian restaurant, had some good food, and walked back. That was a 5-mile round trip. And that night, as I was reading a book, I kind of got sleepy, and I rested the book on my giant belly, and he kicked it. It actually knocked over. I said, great, that's a good sign. And in the next morning at 6:30 in the morning, he kicked me again so hard that it woke me up. And I went and drew a nice warm bath, as Holly had suggested I do. And I called her, and she said, I'll be over there. And so I got in the bath. It was so warm and relaxing. The contractions kind of stopped, and everything was just chill. And then Holly got over and she said, you've got to stand up. Gravity will help you. You can't lay in the bath anymore. So I did. And I did most of the labor at home. Around 4:30 in the afternoon, Holly, the contractions were intensifying, and Holly said, it's time to go. So we got in the car, Holly got in the back seat with me, my husband was driving, my sister was behind us in her car, and it didn't dawn on me, but it was July 3rd. It was the day before a four-day weekend. July 4th, four-day weekend in Los Angeles. And we came from our little street and needed to make a right turn on Venice Boulevard. Kaiser Hospital was only six long blocks away. But there had been an accident, not a happy one, on Venice Boulevard. And because of the holiday and everybody wanting to get out of town, no one would let us make a right turn into the right lane of a four-lane giant street, Venice Boulevard. And my husband was very polite. He rolled down his window. He kept signaling. He put his hand down. He tried everything. And I'm like braying in the back seat. And nobody would let us in. And he was being too polite in my pregnant opinion. And I rolled down the window, and I did what every pregnant woman would love to do. I yelled at the top of my lungs, I'm having a fucking baby! And the traffic parted. They believed me. I was red-faced. They couldn't see the belly, but they believed me, and the traffic parted. And so we got 6 feet onto Venice Boulevard. And we were still inching all the way down the road. Finally got to the hospital. My husband dropped us off, Holly and I, and we went and stood in this very long line in the emergency room. You know, beginning of a four-day weekend, it was just like chaos. And I was standing behind an elderly African-American man who was coughing. And a nurse came down the row with a chart asking what was wrong with people, doing triage, seeing who needs emergency care. And he explained, you know, that he had been coughing a lot. And then she wrote it down. She got to me and she looked at me and she said, did your water break? And Holly says, no, because in her, what she knew, it hadn't, but it broke right then, right when she said it. I felt it. I wasn't lying. And I said, yes. And I looked at her and I said, yes, 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 it had. And then she yells, orderly. And this guy comes around the corner with a wheelchair. And he must have had a second career as a drag racer, Ferrari driver, because he loves speed. He put me in the wheelchair. And we went racing down these long halls. I felt the wind in my hair, and we were on two wheels on one side. He was going like this and like that. And when he finally got to the OBGYN, the department, whatever you call it, there, I think they were low staffed, or there weren't people around, so he opened up a room, and he kind of like took the wheelchair and kind of dumped me out. And I said, thank you. And so I had arrived. The nurse came in and she said, oh, this is wonderful. I wish all pregnant women would do most of their labor at home, because you just, you came ready. And so 2 hours later, my son, Jesse Pimenta, was born. And he was the best happy accident of my life, and he knows it. Now, he has brought a tremendous amount of happiness to all the people in my family, especially my parents, because he was grandson number one, the very first. He brought them great joy. They were in their 80s, but still healthy and active, and they helped me tremendously with childcare. I had no idea the depth of the joy and happiness that he brought to them until I got a glimpse of it by accident. When he was around 18 months old, I used to work Tuesdays and Thursdays teaching English at a language center where foreign visitors would come for intense immersion. And Jesse would stay at their house nearby while I was teaching. And on one of these days, all the students had gone off on a field trip and they had forgot to tell me. And so I didn't need to teach that day. So I said, fine, I'm happy. I'll go home and hang out with my parents and my son. And so I got to their condo in Century City, and I have a key. So I went in, and I hear in the kitchen this rumbling of wheels, and this giddy, giddy laughter coming from my little baby, my 18-month-old, and both my parents, laughter and rumbling of wheels going round and round. And I walk into kind of this alcove of the kitchen where they couldn't quite see me, and I just enjoyed looking. And the kitchen had an island in the middle around which you could, if you want to, travel in circles. And my little boy was in a walker with little wheels, and my 80-year-old parents were both in separate chairs, which the dining chairs had wheels on them. And they were all three of them going in circles around the island with my parents going like this. And they were panting and giggling like little children. And it was such a pleasure to see. Then Jesse got a little distracted and he stopped and he was looking at some little spinning thing. And just as I was about to announce my presence, I saw my dad. Both of them were panting, and they were just flush with the exercise and the joy of being like little kids again. And I saw my dad look at my mom, and he said, "You are as beautiful as the day we married." And she said, she looked at him with a twinkle in her eye, panting, said, "I'd do it again, Len."